This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The three-pack is back. The three-pack is a great value, and the top three uses for the air purifier are to eliminate odors, allergens, and air pollutants. Get the three-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3.
Strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
I'm sorry this dark day has come. We're not going to cede our rights that easily, despite the best efforts of the politicized Supreme Court.
Oh, what, you're upset?
Yes, I'm upset. Can't you tell?
And I would like to point out to the Supreme Court justices that the only weapons at the time were muskets. I'm prepared to go back to muskets.
Yeah, it's a freaking musket.
Shut up, man. Shut up, you damn posers.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studio.
For everything.
Putin's price hikes at the pump.
Putin's price hike here at home.
Putin. You should be blaming Putin, if anybody, for this. And to not blame Putin, first of all, is denying reality. And second, frankly, I think is un-American.
Would you say that the war in Ukraine is the primary driver of inflation in America?
No, inflation was high before, certainly before the war in Ukraine broke out.
That is clearly correct.
You are correct, sir, yes!
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
It turns out that that event at the White House where he had the card where it says, you sit down in your seat, that was today. And it was a meeting of... It's hard to believe this, that I'm saying this. A wind executives. The solar wind executives. He snubbed the oil executives, but he met with the wind executives. Now, the oil executives produce what? How much, what percentage of the fuel that is needed to keep the wheels of the American society going, as opposed to the wind executives? But the ones he had to meet with were the wind executives. Oh boy, what a situation we're in. 844-500-4242. We're going to be down tomorrow at Cape Gunworks in Hyannis. We love being there, and we hope a lot of you come in to visit us. We'll be there. Grace will have her show from noon to 3, and then I will be doing my show from 3 until 6 p.m. And we got plenty of room. It's a big hall that we have at Cape Gunworks, and you can get your seat early or get it late. There'll be plenty of room, and we'll have lots of laughs. Get your picture taken with me. You can buy a T-shirt for yourself for the summer. I'm wearing one, Make Gas Cheap Again, or it can be a... Or it can be a Let's Go Brandon, and you can buy one of my books. So we're going to have a good time, and I think they got a special surprise for a raffle or some such thing. And with us now to talk about that is Toby Leary from one of the owners of Cape Gunworks. Toby, what's going on tomorrow when Grace and I are down there?
Well, we're going to have one of our fateful specials. You've been the only one to get the special cheap bastard deal out of us for memberships, and we're going to go ahead and extend that to our anyone who wants to get a membership tomorrow, thanks to you being in studio. So there'll be some good deals to be had, and we're going to have a great time. We love having you. It's always a good time to have you and Grace down, and brings out a lot of people. So really happy about that, and we're glad the venue. And there'll be no shortage of gun talk going around tomorrow, I'm sure.
No, that's for sure. What's your take on what the Supreme Court did today, and also what the Senate is up to here in the days before the weekend?
Well, this Senate the Supreme Court decision has been a long time in the making, and we've been waiting with bated breath, as they say. And every time the Supreme Court's about to drop a decision, we're looking it up and hoping it's the Bruin decision from New York, and they got it right. They put tyrants in their place who want to say, they want to make you give a reason for why you need to exercise your Second Amendment right. And this will affect eight or nine states, including Massachusetts, so it's good news for us. And we're really happy about that. And then the Senate on the other hand, has, you know, 10 to 14 Republicans who want to go ahead and side with the Democrats to give away your rights and make it a very subjective thing. Red flag laws are very subjective and a very low threshold to seize your guns, and it really violates your First, Second, Fourth, Fifth, and 14th Amendment. So
don't forget the Sixth Amendment, Toby, the right to confront your accusers.
Oh, yeah, there you go. That's right. It's, you know, and I'm sure there's more I haven't even thought of. That was at a, you know, preliminary glance. Yeah,
I was glad that I was glad to see Clarence Thomas cite the 14th Amendment today in his opinion, you know, because I hadn't even thought about that. But it's equal protection under the law, you know, a law where authorities, whoever, you know, however well-intentioned they are, they can make the decision on whether or not you get your constitutional rights. That's just totally wrong.
Yeah, we wouldn't tolerate it if it was anything other than the gun topic, which the media beats over everybody's head 24/7. And you know, if it was your First Amendment, you wouldn't tolerate it. If you needed to go ask permission in order to speak at a public event or to go to church on Sunday, if they said, well, you got to come take a class and pay a fee, and, you know, then we'll issue you a permit so that you can go to church. And it has to be the church that'll teach you what we deem is appropriate, not what, you know, you think is appropriate. I mean, but when it comes to the gun issue, they think they can jump that, you know, make that quantum leap of logic and you know, people go along with it because guns bad. But
right. Let me play the cut from acting Governor Hochul, the accidental governor of New York today. Cut 20.
I'm prepared to call the legislature back into session to deal with this. We've been in contact with the leadership. We're just looking at dates. Everyone wants a little bit of time to digest this. But I will say we are not powerless in this situation. We're not going to cede our rights that easily, despite the best efforts of the politicized Supreme Court of the United States of America.
We're not going to cede our rights. What right do you have to oppress somebody else and deprive them of their constitutional rights? And what does she plan to do? This is the Second Amendment has been upheld here. How is she going to get around that in the legislature?
Well, they're going to encumber it, because the one thing that I was a little disappointed in the decision is they said that sensitive areas can be, you know, you can restrict people's guns as it relates to sensitive areas. So now they're just going to call everything a sensitive area. You know, they're going to call city parks and, you know, subways and, you know, town squares. Although they did talk about, you know, the subway specifically, Justice Alito did, and also like Times Square, et cetera. So that's where the battle's going to be down the road, I'm afraid, is, you know, where they can deem a sensitive area.
There are shootings almost every weekend in Times Square. And, you know, if you declared the subways a gun-free zone, that wouldn't have prevented, apparently, the shooting on the N line in Brooklyn a couple of months ago by that black racist. I mean, what are these laws? What effect do they really have? They don't. If somebody wants to do something, they're going to do it. It's just it just hinders the law-abiding gun owner, the people who go to Cape Gun Works in Hyannis.
Right. Yeah, and if they really wanted the issue to go away, they would continue. They would put away violent felons for a long time. But 95% of all violent crime is done by repeat offenders, and they have no stomach to actually enforce the laws that are on the book and put people away and punish criminals.
You know, it would be interesting. I know they'd never do it, but I just was thinking about it. You know, if you get arrested for drunk driving, they make you say, where'd you get your last drink? How about this? If you're convicted of a gun crime, you're asked, are you a member of the NRA? I'm going to guess it's going to be 100% no answer on that one. Toby.
Yeah, I was going to say they'd be very disappointed with the results of that poll. But you know what? Getting back to Hochul there, it proves one point that they all, I think, look at Justin Trudeau with envy that a guy like that wields that much power. Because here we have something called the Constitution that continually gets in the way. And it really just, it curbs tyrants, you know, egos and checks tyrants' egos. And but I think they secretly look at tyrants and say, man, I wish I had it that good.
Right. We have a constitution, unlike other Anglo countries. On the other hand, we can't dissolve the parliament and declare a new election, which I think I really miss that aspect of British democracy or Canadian democracy.
Mm. Yeah, well, there's a lot of different ways this could go. There's still a couple more Supreme Court decisions to drop. So we're looking forward to that as well. Magazine capacity is one, and the quote-unquote assault weapons ban is another one. So hopefully those decisions will come as well. But, you know, this is a victory today with all the negativity that's been surrounding gun talk over the past couple months. This is a little ray of hope that we're, you know, gun owners who are sick of being told that they're the reason psychopaths go and kill kids in schools, when we can point to a whole host of other reasons why psychopaths end up, you know, going out right. And doing what they do.
Exactly. Okay, Toby Leary, we will be there. Grace will be there from noon to 3, and then she'll be with me, and I'll be there from 3 to 6, and we'll be having a good time. And again, you got a big room for us to broadcast from. We broadcast from Cape Gunworks many times. So come on down and visit us at Cape Gunworks, and there will be some surprises there as well. So we look forward to it, Toby. We'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow. Thanks, Howard.
All right. That's Toby Leary from Cape Gunworks. And again, come on down. It's in Hyannis. It's right off the rotary there near the airport. You can't miss it. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. Dr. Houghton of Perfect Smiles is a superb dental architect. When it comes to dentistry, he's the best at what he does. He fixes your teeth, your smile, but what he really does is build the self-confidence of his patients. When you have a smile that you're proud of, it builds confidence in your professional life and your personal life. The better you look, the better you feel, and that helps every aspect of your life, every interaction you have daily. If you're not afraid to smile, every other part of your life becomes so much easier. It's a cliche, but it's true. You only have one chance to make a good first impression, and a lot of that is about your smile. If you've been procrastinating for 2 years about going back to the dentist's office, it's time you made your move. The longer you wait, the more of a headache it's going to be to get your mouth back in working order, whether you just need a simple checkup or a teeth cleaning, or you have more complicated work that needs doing, the best place to get it done is Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. It's the best dental office I've ever been to, bar none. It's summer, and you have the opportunity to make this summer the time, the season for a new you. Have you thought about Perfect Smiles for years but never called? This summer, take care of yourself. You deserve it. Call Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. They are conveniently located off Route 3 and have plenty of parking. You can reach them at perfectsmiles.com. That's perfectsmiles.com. Change your smile, change your life. I'm Howie Carr.
Keep it here. The captain will be back after this.
Gave you a gun and the authority to use it. One is no good without the other. They don't know that out there. So they'll scream blue murder until the next time they need a man with a badge.
Howie Carr.
Now Limerick guy is after me. You always blame your early bailout when doing a remote at a restaurant on the owner losing business at prime time, yet you're still going to bail out early at the Gunworks remote. Stop complaining. I take less time off than anybody else in this racket. Our federal debt has now reached over $30 trillion. Learn how you can protect your life savings with physical gold and silver. Visit goldco.com/Howie Carr to receive your Biden inflation report. They helped me, and now they can help you too. That's goldco.com/Howie Carr. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
First of all, that was a very nice Michelle Singletary impression you just did. Stop complaining. Secondly, should nicotine products be banned?
No.
88% say no.
All right. Okay, we got to play some Brandon cuts here. And this is from, this is at the Wounded Warriors bike ride. Cut five.
And you're joined by, we're joined by the Vice President and the First Gentleman, Doug and Kamala, today, and several members of Congress as well.
The Vice President and the First Gentleman, Doug and Kamala. I think you got them reversed.
Right, yeah. And he's not the First Gentleman, he's the Second Gentleman.
That's true, I forgot about that. There's so many mistakes in there. The First Gentleman. That's what he'll be when they invoke the 25th Amendment on you, Brandon.
Well, if Pete Buttigieg wins in 2024, we will have a First Gentleman.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen, though. That's just, that's my hunch. I'd bet a bunch. Cut seven.
And the Biden family, to us, it's personal. We've always inspired by all of you who, like our son, put your country above yourself to protect our way of life. This year...
We've always inspired by all of you.
That resist we much.
That didn't say that on his card. It didn't come out. It wasn't the way it was supposed to come out. Cut eight.
So may God bless you all. May God protect our troops. And I got a horn here somewhere.
Okay, so here, let's go. He's waiting for the horn. Cut nine. Is that the horn? Is that the horn? So they finally the horn kicks in. Cut 10. That's a strange horn.
Yeah, it's a little can of air with the little Biden was holding it. I'm not sure he pressed it all the way down.
I don't think you could blow taps on that thing or do reveille or any of that stuff. Okay, Dr. Jill, cut two.
But I hope that this morning here at the White House, being cheered on by your president and First Lady and Vice President and Second Gentleman.
I thought he was the First Gentleman. She read her card correctly, apparently. Cut one.
There's a saying in the cycling community that some of you may know. It never gets easier. It just gets faster.
Is that a common saying, Howie, that you go around?
I'm not familiar with that
on your lips,
saying.
No?
No. One of my sayings is, though, when you stop the bike and you fall down anyway, it's probably time to go to Peloton or training wheels, one or the other. Cut four.
Talk about getting up. My dad used to have an expression. So you get knocked down, just get up. Just get up. Well, it's a lot easier to say than do.
You're telling me.
That's really profound. My dad used to say, if you're knocked down, just stay down there. Just don't never get up. Just lie there. Someone will bring you some food, throw some water on you. Don't worry about it. Good Lord. Cut three.
That poor girl from the south side of Chicago escaped and made it all the way to the White House. Yes. Where she is standing with the Vice President, the Second Gentleman, the First Lady, and about to introduce the President of the United States of America.
Danielle Green from the Wounded Warriors Project. She got all the titles right. Which is more than you could say for Dementia Joe or Kamala. 844-500-4242. That's enough of that. We're going to play some more cuts when we come back here. 844-500-4242.
The wind that far out in the ocean is always blowing. It's not like it just every once in a while, like you'd wait on shore. We have to deal with battery storage, storing technology, et cetera.
And you got a bigger problem than that. It's called NIMBY. One of the people leading NIMBY was your pal, Fat Boy Ted Kennedy, and his buddy, the climate czar. Well, that's a tease. We got more coming up. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. Al, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Al.
Yeah, hi, Howie. I've been a legal gun permit owner in both New York, California, and Massachusetts. And I can tell you, New York has by far the toughest gun laws in the country. And the Supreme Court ruling doesn't change us one bit. They still have by far the craziest, toughest laws of anywhere in the country.
Well, it's like the abortion ruling. It's not going to change anything, but they're still planning to have a meltdown and probably rioting and looting and arson.
And the people that are talking about it have no idea what the law is. So when I took my gun safety course, I lived in Rockland County, and I said that he says your permit's good for New York State, but not New York City. And I said, I have a friend on Long Island belongs to a gun club. He invited me down to go shooting. I could not legally transport my pistol from upstate New York to Long Island because I had to drive through for 5 miles. I had to drive through New York City, and I'd be breaking the law when I drove to New York City with it locked in my trunk. You want to bring a gun to Long Island, you have to rent a boat and leave out of Connecticut to get it there. It's crazy.
I know. But they want an excuse to go nuts over anything. I mean, it's one thing to go crazy if something is really going to affect you and harm you and damage your life. But none of this stuff really matters one way or the other. People are trying to strike a balance and protect the rights of other people or make sure that the Constitution is being enforced. The abortion ruling, the Supreme Court has no right to give to grant rights that aren't enumerated in the Constitution. That's all it's about. And they don't want to understand it. They just want to have a day of rage. 844-500-4242. Thanks for the call, Al. I want to just go over a couple of instances of Democrats in the news with what is being construed as anti-Semitic remarks. There is a new ambassador who has been a nominee for an ambassadorship. Elizabeth Frawley Bagley. I think she's a local. She went to Regis College, but she married Smith Bagley, who's an heir to the R.J. Reynolds tobacco fortune in Winston-Salem. And he's dead now, but she's still alive. Obviously, she was the ambassador to Portugal, and now they've nominated her to be the U.S. ambassador to Brazil. And it turns out that she spoke at length about the influence of Jewish money in politics, claiming the Jewish lobby exerts undue influence over the Democrat Party with its major money. She's a big, big money contributor, obviously. That's why she can get away with this. Bagley, in a 1998 interview, a full copy of which was obtained by the Free Beacon, bemoaned, quote, the influence of the Jewish lobby because there is major money involved. She went on to claim the Democrats always tend to go with the Jewish constituency on Israel and say stupid things. Support for these Israel-related issues are due to, quote, the Jewish factor, it's money, unquote. So that's that. Closer to home. Closer to home, we have a new city councilor, Kendra Lara. I think she took Matt O'Malley's place in the Jamaica Plain district. A Democrat Boston city councilor, this is also the Free Beacon. A Democrat Boston city councilor is under fire for informing her constituents that they are, quote, letting the Zionists shake you down. That's all in caps, shake you down. Rhetoric that a watchdog group says is grossly anti-Semitic. Y'all, I like that. I always like that. Y'all. She even misspells y'all, YA'LL. It's Y'ALL. Y'all are letting the Zionists shake you down, she tweeted on Thursday, referring to a court decision in Arkansas that upheld a law targeting the anti-Semitic campaign to boycott Israel. She later deleted the tweet. Lara, a member of the Democrat Socialists of America and an ally of squad member Ayanna Pressley, who took the far left's congresswoman's policy pledge, quickly came under fire for the tweet, with one user of social media saying her language is identical to that used by neo-Nazis and Holocaust deniers.
Or squad members.
Or squad. Yeah. What's the difference? Yeah.
Ilhan Omar.
Yeah, Rashida Tlaib. Yeah, they say this. They say things like that all the time. Oh, I get it, said Counselor Kendra Lara. The use of phrasing was lost on me, but I have been told now. Thank you. She didn't know that Zionists is code among the squad members, among others. Lara's comments are a thinly veiled shot at American Jews, according to Rabbi Abraham Cooper, associate dean of the Simon Wiesenthal Center, a watchdog group that combats anti-Semitism. Will the city councilor be held accountable for her slur by her peers, by the media, by the voters for this screed? Why would a local politician in Boston get worked up over an Arkansas court upholding anti-BDS laws, an important tool to fight back against anti-Semitic BDS? That's the boycott, divest, and sanctions movement. That means you can't invest in Israel. And if a company, publicly traded company, invests in Israel, the entity, usually public entity or woke mutual fund, has to divest itself. Maybe because she hates Zionists, read Jews, said the rabbi. Lara has repeatedly used this type of rhetoric in the past. When Ben and Jerry's pulled out of Israel as part of its support for the BDS movement, Lara mocked pro-Israel advocates who launched their own boycott of the company. This is what she said, quote, Zionist, colon, Googles how to ethnically clean ice cream company, she tweeted in July of last year. The tweet is a reference to unfounded accusations by anti-Israel activists that Israel is engaged in the genocide of Palestinians. These types of comments are widely considered anti-Semitic. Oh, the blue mark Zionists have found me, mutes tweet. Lara tweeted after her initial missive drew pushback. Rabbi Cooper said that Lara's rhetoric embodies two of the most distressing aspects of anti-Semitism in America today, violent Jew hatred and the increasing of open, blatant Jew hatred in the mainstream of our society. There is little or no accountability for or consequences for targeting Jewish people in this way, Cooper said, adding that anti-Semitic hate crimes, which are rising at steep rates, don't happen in a vacuum. Do you suspect that there'll be anything in the Boston Globe about this tomorrow? I'm going to guess no. I don't even know about the Boston Herald. I sent them the story, but we'll see what they do. 844-500-4242. Okay, we have a few more cuts here.
And the hits just keep on coming.
WRKO.
Boston.
So again, he blows off the oil company executives, but he has to meet with an even more important constituency, a constituency, not an industry. Wind merchants. So he was with all those people who were breaking wind barriers, or just breaking wind, maybe just all the way. So let's go. Let's just start. This is Biden dropping by the meeting. And again, he had the card with him saying, you take your seat afterwards. Can we tweet out that picture? Let's tweet out that picture so people can see it. But anyway, cut 11.
I actually, I never thought I'd see a blade for a windmill that was 102 yards long. And you could literally pick up the end of it. The technology is changing so incredibly.
You know, he always says that. He always has that in people like him with his problem. They sometimes fixate on a certain fact. And in the case of the windmills, it's 102 yards. He doesn't say 104. He doesn't say 100. He says 102 yards every time.
With laureates, though, it's 14, 16, 17. Just knows it's a teen number.
Right. Or doctors that have been trained 50,000, 500,000, trillionaires, billionaires, but he got that 102 yards. Cut 13.
And, you know, I don't think we could have had this meeting 4 years ago. Not because of previous, I mean, it's just so much has changed. There's business, labor, governors, all coming together in ways that we weren't before.
What the hell is he talking about? Is he having an hallucination? Cut 12.
The last administration tried to block offshore wind. Because they thought it might cause cancer. Not a joke, but they actually, that's what the last guy said. But it had nothing to do with that. What it had to do with is they just didn't want to invest in alternative energy.
Because it's generally a waste of money. I don't believe Trump ever said that, by the way. And again, Ted Kennedy, he was the leading proponent in politics of NIMBY. He didn't want those 102-yard windmills in the Nantucket Sound, that's for sure. It was blocking his view from Hyannisport. Cut 15.
You know, if you take a... Do you have that... Where's the staff that has that printout of the size of these... you mind bringing it up to me? This I show everybody I can. We've all seen it. This table knows. We're talking about this is a rendering of the Empire State Building. This is the Eiffel Tower. This is the average onshore turbine, 460 feet. This is the tallest onshore turbine, 540 feet. This is the new GE Hell 8X, 835-foot offshore wind project. Block Island, look how tall it is, almost up to 853 feet.
He has no idea what he's talking about. He's just reading numbers. No idea. Cut 16.
The wind that far out in the ocean is always blowing. It's not like it just every once in a while, like you'd wait on shore. We have to deal with battery storage, storing technology, et cetera. It's always blowing.
Can we quote you on that, Mr. President? It's always blowing. Always blowing. Cut 17.
It can produce as much energy as a coal mine, as much energy as an oil, you know, wells. I mean, it's just, and it's clean, and it's real, and it's continuous.
He knows mines and wells don't produce energy, right?
And it's continuous, even when the wind stops blowing. The wind never stops blowing out there. It's kind of like a perpetual motion machine. The wind never stops out on the ocean. It's an amazing thing. Cut 18.
And I can't tell you the last time I've been this excited about something we're about to do, because I think we can begin to change the nature of how we generate generate energy.
I can tell the last time he was this excited. Earlier today, he saw a little kid and his eyes lit up and went over to sniff their hair.
I thought it was when he found out that the big guy was going to get 50% from one of Hunter's skims. But that was the last time he was really excited. All right. 844-500-4242. To all my listeners with an IRA or 401k, this is an urgent warning. The world is on fire and you need to protect your retirement savings. If you have more than $50,000 in a 401k or an IRA or any other retirement savings, your money could be at risk. I protect my savings with physical gold and silver, and you should think about precious metals as well to protect your retirement in this chaotic situation, environment. Foreign wars, spiraling inflation, interest rate hikes, proposed tax increases, spiraling national debt. The D.C. Democrats' only plan is to print more money. How's that one been working out for you? Whenever the world looks like this, people turn to gold. It's a historical fact, and it's happening again. It's time for you to diversify. That means precious metals. You need to learn how to protect your life savings with physical gold and silver, as I do. Call 855-935-0483 to receive your no-obligation Biden inflation report. That's 855-935-0483, and the IRA experts at Goldco will give you up to $10,000 in free silver when you open a qualifying account. That's why Goldco is the only company I trust to protect my wealth. Call 855-935-0483. The experts at Goldco have helped thousands of Americans own gold and silver in their retirement savings to protect against inflation and tax hikes. They helped me, and now they can help you too. Call 855-935-0483. I'm Howie Carr.
Be a part of the show. Call 844-500-4242. And mind your manners.
People lose teeth talking like that. If you want to hang around, you'll be polite.
The Howie Carr Show will return in a moment.
Thought I'd see a blade for a windmill that was 102 yards long. And you could literally pick up the end of it. The technology is changing so incredibly.
He could pick up the end of a blade that is 102 yards long.
Literally, he said.
You know, literally is one of those words that he uses when it's not true. Literally, you could pick it up. By the way, he said there's once you get out onto the ocean, the wind is always blowing. Somebody says, I've sailed the world, around the world. I can tell you the wind absolutely doesn't blow all the time, Brandon. I just looked up the doldrums. I remembered that. Someone mentioned that phrase, the doldrums. The doldrums is a popular nautical term that refers to the belt around the earth near the equator where sailing ships sometimes get stuck on windless waters. You know, but you get far out into the sea. Not only does the wind blow all the time, Taylor, the sun never sets. Did you know that?
And if you go too far, you could sail right off the edge.
That's right. 339. How long is that windmill going to last in the ocean salt air? How much do they cost and who's paying for them? And then other people are asking, too, we're going to need one, 339, we're going to need one hell of a long extension cord for our electric vehicle. And how does being out in the middle of the ocean solve the battery storage problem? And there are a lot of questions here that he didn't answer. But he's really an expert. He knows. He has a vision for America. He has a hallucination for America. Let's play. He was asked about the decision in the New York state gun law. Cut 19.
And I was just talking to the governor of New York about this. I am disappointed in the Supreme Court gun decision. There is one little bit of solace in the minority making up the majority opinion has laid out that it affects not every state. It affects only 40 states, a lot of states it affects. And the phrase that I found noticeable was, there's a difference between states that say may and say shall. If you have to say you shall give, you shall do A, B, C, they're the ones that are gonna have problems. But most say may. I mean, may, and I got it reversed, may and shall. And so.
How about the minority making up the majority opinion? See you tomorrow at Cape Gunworks in Hyannis. Come on down. I'm Howie Carr.